summer is here, school is out, temperatures are soaring, and farmers' markets are popping up in fields and parking lots across the country. Loading up your public radio tote bags with freshly harvested vegetables makes for better tasting food and also supports small farmers and the local economy. Except when it doesn't. Jody Helmer wrote about the farmers market fakers for Environmental Magazine. She's on the line to tell us about some incidences of faux locals taking advantage of the farmers market phenomenon. Jody, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
Farmers markets duping consumers. Is nothing sacred?
Apparently not. And it was as much a surprise to me as it was to anyone else.
Are these isolated events or evidence of a trend, do you think?
I think it's evidence of a trend. I think as farmers markets become more plentiful and more popular around the country, there are more people looking, unfortunately, to take advantage of their popularity.
Well, you found some transgressions. Let's go through a few of them, including this one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, a woman named Emily Harris discovered something shifty. What happened?
So Emily Harris went to the local farmers market here in Charlotte, and she got there very early in the morning, and she noticed that there were some Dole boxes tucked under one of the tables.
Dole-like pineapple bananas,
etc. Dole-like pineapple banana, yes. And she thought, well, maybe it was just something they had used, you know, to transport the produce. And then she saw a farmer at the same table dumping blueberries out of the plastic containers that you get in supermarkets into those blue felted containers that most farmers use. Ooh. And she realized that something was up.
So buying fruit or veggies at the store, simply merchandising them to look local, is it that easy to fool consumers?
It can be that easy to fool consumers. And unfortunately, a lot of markets don't have really strong rules about who can sell. So really anyone could set up a booth. So you or I could go to a major supermarket chain, we could buy produce, and then we could resell it at the farmer's market.
Yeah. The regulations of farmer's market, of course, differ from state to state. Here in New Hampshire, farmers do have to register with the State Department of Agriculture. But rules are then set by individual market managers. I certainly haven't heard of them going through and inspecting. What are some of the rules you encountered while researching?
So what I found is that there are two types of markets. There's a market that only allows local sellers, and so they will have rules written into their bylaws that say our farmers need to come from within 50 miles or 100 miles of the market, and they must be farmers, so growing their own produce, raising their own meat, they're harvesting their own eggs. And then there are markets that allow resellers. And a reseller is simply anyone who has not actually grown or raised what they're selling, and they are buying it from another source and then selling it at the farmer's market.
But, of course, the assumption is that the resellers are selling local food.
I think a lot of people assume that. And sometimes, to be fair, that is the case. So if I wanted to buy blueberries, for example, from a local farmer and resell them at the market, it would still be local produce. But you can also buy pineapple or bananas or something that's clearly not grown locally and resell it at the market. And a lot of markets do allow that practice.
Another faux farmers market that you write about was discovered in the parking lot of a popular supermarket, the Safeway in the Seattle area. What happened here?
So what happened here was Safeway advertised that they were going to host a farmers market. And in the Seattle area. And their plan was to set up tents in the store parking lot and have staff outside selling produce from the store. And someone tipped off the Washington State Farmers Market Association, which has a really robust membership and some pretty strict rules. And the Farmers Market Association called the corporate offices and explained that in Washington State, the term farmers market is actually mandated, and it must include farmers selling direct to the public. In other words, Safeway didn't qualify.
So you can't just put a little bit of a pair of overalls on your employees and send them out to the parking lot.
To the parking lot to attend. And to Safeway's credit, they did not know that that was the case, and they immediately backpedaled. They apologized, and they said that they were going to change the name. They went forward with the event, but they changed the name, so they weren't calling it a farmer's market. But in all likelihood, what happened is consumers were probably duped into believing that they were buying local produce.
Small towns around us, most likely we recognize farmers and vendors. Of course, people travel and shop at other markets. Are there questions that we consumers should be asking to ensure that we're getting real, you know, authentic local produce?
Absolutely. You should absolutely be asking, where was this grown? Did you grow it? Ask questions of the farmer. And, you know, most farmers are really proud of their produce, and they want to talk about where it was grown and how it was grown and how to prepare it and things like that. And so if you're asking those questions and someone can't answer them or is really shady about it, you're probably being duped.
Does that idea of having to test credentials take some of the fun out of the farmer's market, Jody?
I don't think it does, because I think you should look at it as an opportunity to really connect in a very real way with the people who are growing your food. So it's an opportunity to really open a dialogue and create a relationship with your farmer.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jody Helmer, author of The Green Year, 365 things, small things you can do to make a big difference. There's a link to her article on the Farmers Market Fakery for E. That's the environmental magazine. You can also look at a link to her book there. Or you can weigh in with your own experiences of buying local or not at wordofmouthradio.org.